Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kevin, good day program. Again, thank you for all of the wonderful things that you have said and sent to me about my darling Charlotte. It's very gratifying, and it's hard for me still, so I probably shouldn't mention it on the air, but I feel every time I look at the Facebook pages and the postings about Charlotte that I want to say something, and it's actually good. It's like going into the gym and lifting weights or doing whatever. It helps build up my sort of, it's not resistance, but builds up my strength factor, and so I appreciate it. For those who think that I have been silly to have focused so much on a dog as part of my life, I would tell you, you haven't been there or done that until you've been around a dog like her. She wasn't a dog. I never really treated her. Jennifer, all of you have actually...
No. You shared an ice cream cone with her.
Well, I did a lot more.
Don't say
water, ice cream. We had all kinds of stuff. I remember, that's right, I remember that day we had the conversation. Richie was it Richie or Jennifer was appalled.
I was like, what? It's very funny, actually. I talked about you. I do like 30 other radio shows, you know.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. So I was doing one on Friday with Brian Whitman from Radio Personality in Los Angeles, and he loves his dogs as well. He had done a cruise with some listeners the week before, and he came in and he said, just dropping to the ground and being overwhelmed by his two little puppies, and they were and he goes, so you know what I did? I went to the freezer and I got a big scoop of ice cream, and I shared my ice cream with them, and I said, you're not the only one I know that shares ice cream with their dogs. He shares spoons, you shared ice cream cones. So I guess it's a thing. I was wrong.
No, whatever it is, it was what it is, and who knows, there's some other developments there which I'll share with you later on. In the meantime, the essence of what's going on today: Mrs. Clinton says she's running for the presidency.
Spoiler alert.
Why we have to spend any time on that second bid for the White House? What happens in the Bush, as far as the Florida options are concerned? You have Bush, who is the former governor, and Rubio, a current senator. So who gets the traction there? Because Bush has great support from the Hispanics. After all, he was one once, apparently.
That's right. I am a Hispanic. You know that they were actually, apparently, Bill Clinton, oh my gosh, Jeb Bush was Marco Rubio's, like,
one in the
inspiration, same. His role model. I guess Jeb Bush named Marco Rubio kind of as his protege. So,
really?
Interesting. If Jeb Bush declares his run, then that'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Really,
they live two miles down the street from each other. I mean, they're like buddies.
Yeah.
Buddies.
Well, but the Clintons and the Bushes are like buddies, too.
Sure.
And if it comes down to that, which way does it go? Who thinks that the meeting that Mr. Obama had with Mr. Castro is a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I saw we have that shaking hands and back slapping. You guys are doing great. Isn't it wonderful? And then what's going on behind the scenes? There are some issues to be worked out for sure, right? Is this something, what was the line from Saturday Night Live? A black guy and Hispanic in a boxing ring? And shaking hands, there was a good line there, whatever it was. So, what do we think about this? What do we think about the joining? I'm doing a, I wish this, the television camera, sooner or later we're going to have in the studio here. I'm bringing my hands together because I have, how many years, Richie? I've been working with you for, what, 18 years, 19 years? And there has been a consistency in my approach to this. We have been this ludicrous, made-up, phony, we have a problem with the Cubans because they're communist. Meanwhile, we do trillions of dollars a year with a real communist nation, the Chinese. It was just, it's such hypocritical nonsense, only because the Bushes of the world and the Rubios of the world and all the rest of those phony politicians in Florida were pandering to the people who are running Miami. That's all any of that ever was. And look at what stranglehold it had on relations. You know, it'll still be a picnic for American interests, even though the Dutch went in there and the British and the French. buying up all kinds of assets. They've not really done a lot to bring the country into a place. It was just sort of like the time machine. When Batista was thrown out, the clock stopped. Castro took over. Country hasn't really grown much. It's been great for them. Those guys and their families will be like the Mubaraks and all these other dictators who, when the day is done, have billions of dollars. I guarantee you the Castro family's got a couple of billion dollars stashed in a bank someplace in Switzerland or wherever, Venezuela. So,
I'm curious as to why you blame the Bushes and the Rubio. I mean, wasn't it John F. Kennedy that started the embargo on Cuba?
No, I'm not talking about that. Well, that's not, I'm talking about what the Hispanic population in Miami or South Florida has done to control the political realities of Florida. It had nothing to do with what Kennedy did.
I think it's interesting. I mean, I don't have a problem with it because I'm actually curious about going. I'd like to go to Cuba.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't necessarily have a problem releasing it. I do think it's interesting, though. It was an interesting photo op that President Obama is a lot friendlier with Castro than he is with Netanyahu at this moment. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. All right. So we have that in the focus today. Also, there is a lot of, on the social side of things, excuse me, as we spend more and more time, all of us, no matter what our age, focused on social media and the opportunities that present themselves using a smartphone. Or a device, as we like to call them. So that always seems to, much of the time, have a positive connotation. But you know, and I know, that there are negative connotations to using this social media, depending on your age and, frankly, your IQ. And I'll explain that with a lady named Laurie Vann in a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, phew, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
16 half the hour on the Good Day program, Doug and Richie and Kenny and Jennifer with Lori Vann, who's a licensed professional counselor. She's a supervisor who's practiced in a variety of settings, including inpatient psychiatric hospitals, outpatient clinics, private practice. She's been a professor of psychology in Dallas and other areas in Texas. Through the years, she has received a lot of accolades because, as a matter of fact, she's been nicknamed the Teen Whisperer for her ability to work with challenging teen cases. I was talking about new technology and how it is a plus, but it also can be a negative, a minus, mostly because of all the bullying and the things that go on with people who abuse the privilege of having one of these machines. And Lori has been studying the relationship of bullying to teen suicide. Lori, thank you for joining us for this conversation. What are the stats in terms of suicide for teenagers?
Well, it really varies. I've seen some stats that say it's the second leading cause of death for teenagers. I've also seen it be the third. But needless to say, second or third leading cause, that's just way too many suicides occurring that are, you know, these are deaths that are absolutely preventable.
All right, so much of the suicide now is caused by bullying, the things that happen online. But then there are other ways. There are a lot of circumstances in which teenagers are being attacked, not just online, right?
Well, yes. I mean, bullying has been around since kids have been in school, I would say. And what I hear from a lot of adults is they just don't understand, well, why is it so much worse today than when they went through school? And cyberbullying is much more insidious than your regular schoolyard bullying. When you were at the end of the day, you could leave it when you were in a previous generation. But nowadays, you can't escape the bullying because if you log on to your social media account, there it is. And it's not just name-calling. I mean, this is really serious stuff. Threats. I've had clients that have been told to commit suicide, that people don't like them, so go die, go cut. Mm-hmm. So really serious stuff.
There's a story about a anti-bullying rally. There, from time to time, you see this. There's one being held in Dallas, or has been held. There are other circumstances like this. So is there a reaction? Is there a pushback?
One hopes so. Yeah, my concern is that whenever you've had a suicide, that everyone comes out and goes, oh, well, they were such a great kid, and, oh, we don't understand how this happened. And my thought is, well, but where were those same people kid was going through day-to-day life?
Yeah. What happens if the bullying takes place on school property? Is the school, because it is fostered by what happens, the relationships built in school, does that make the school liable from the family's point of view as to some kind of recompense if something horrible happens, like a suicide?
Well, there have been lawsuits filed against schools or school districts for their lack of action in trying to prevent a child's suicide. In the state of Texas, several years ago, a law was put into place that saying schools had to try to make the environment safer, and that including doing their part to try to prevent bullying.
What if a parent suspects this is going on and the child is not fessing up to it? What does the parent do?
Well, that's not an uncommon occurrence because a lot of kids are actually embarrassed that they're being bullied. And sometimes they also have that fear of, how is my parent going to react to this? And some parents react with a lot of anger and they become a bully themselves towards whoever's bullying their child. Or they might actually blame the child themselves and go, well, why are you a target? Why aren't you doing this? Or they might react in some other negative fashion. So I encourage parents to, one, before this even occurs, they need to check in with themselves of, how will I handle this if this happens to my child, which unfortunately, if they have a cyber account, it's much, much more likely to occur. But open communication is always the best.
Important to be open with your children and vice versa. Thank you. Lori Vann here with us on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is from the video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Stephen Hawking and Monty Python, huh? That's what I said. Stephen Hawking
life gets you down,
and Monty Python. Collaborating on a new video featuring Hawking singing Monty Python to the Galaxy song. Gotta see this, folks. This is really Stephen Hawking. Download.
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's
orbiting at 90 miles a second.
So it's reflecting the sun. That is the source of all our power. The sun and we and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral around 400,000 miles an hour, and a galaxy we call the Milky Way.
How are we doing? Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 60,000 light-years thick, but our lighthouse is just 1,000 light-years wide.
We're 30,000 light-years from the galactic central point.
We go around every 100 million years, and our galaxy is only 1 in 5 millions of billions. It is amazing and expanding universe.
The universe. This is the video of the day at DougStefan.com. If you can't understand Hawking, the lyrics, we printed them or not. Did we print these so that everybody can see them? Kenny? Somewhere at DougStefan.com?
No, you could.
Oh, just so I could sing along? Oh, my God. Isn't this amazing? All right, Richie, I think we got the drift of it. Go watch the video of the day. Molly, did you watch it? Were you watching it while I was singing?
I have not seen it, so I'm just listening to you sing.
All right. And how's that do?
It's fantastic.
Is it, really?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding. But think about that. Never mind the song and all that stuff. But the concept. This is one of my favorite things to try to visualize or understand this amazing thing that most of us are way too simple to come close to comprehending it. And I think I thought about it more, I have thought about it more this last week since the passing of Charlotte, because of the things that have happened to me that are normally unexplainable and not understandable by the average person. So if we don't really understand what happens to our loved ones, we think you may have some medium that connects you with the thoughts or the being as that being transfers from this existence to whatever the next existence is. And those of you who are uncomfortable with all this stuff think, man, this guy is crazy, he's off his rocker. That's fine, you can have that opinion of me. That's up to you. But I couple those experiences that I've had in communicating with Charlotte since she passed and others to the whole idea of not having a clue, really, as to how this existence really works. And when you listen to the lyrics or you watch this video, it more underscores it. Where the sun is, where our galaxy is, where this... we have a solar system inside of a galaxy that is, we have one of the smallest solar systems and one of the smallest galaxies of a number of galaxies that can't be counted because there are so many of them. And we have more stars in this galaxy than we can count. And it takes what would seem to be almost forever to get from one star to another. And yet we try to figure out what it is that motivates your husband or your wife to be happy with you today.
Or why Justin Bieber's leading the news.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm just trying to get my shoes on the right foot right now.
Okay, Richie, you keep working at that. 28 past the hour. Make sure you time, Richie.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Stephen, good day program. Thank you all for the wonderful thoughts that continue to come.
See, he's been reading his Facebook again.
Yep, I have, and I appreciate it. It wasn't. It was a beautiful weekend on the farm. Beautiful weather, and a lot getting done. Finally, it's nice to come back to that. It's just tough to come back to it the way that it is.
Have you been doing some work this weekend?
I did a lot of work actually. Moved a lot of equipment around. Started to spread manure. Found a field that was dry enough that I could actually get on it. And so, and I'm putting things together because I have a big auction in a month, probably a couple of months, and all that stuff's coming together. Plus, just picking up after I did a lot of appraisal and assessment of what actually happened, what got broken, what fell apart over the course of the winter. But there isn't any snow left, and I guess that's a good positive thing. Rishi, you don't have even aware. Yesterday, out and about, it was 70 something here, and I think it'll be that way. It looks like it's going to be that way through the week.
75 today.
You've got a little rain maybe tomorrow. Yeah. Last week, the polls, actually we had some pretty good polls last week. Some of them, and I don't say this disparagingly, are more interesting or are more readily focusable. Is that another word? Another something that fits in. We always ask over the weekend, we list the top 10 talk topics, as I said earlier on, and how things shook out with you. 22% of you said the presidential prospects thing was the number one item. I suggest that will be actually probably in reality number one. It was number six or five or whatever last week. We were talking about Hillary Clinton announcing that she's running for the presidency. The next item that was on the list was the nuclear negotiations I don't see that as being a lot of hoop. It doesn't, for me, it doesn't do it. What actually was number one for me last week was what was number three on the poll, and that's the policeman killing the black motorist. I think we have... We've lost or are losing our way when it comes to all of this. Here's another. You may or may not have seen the footage showing a reserve deputy officer shooting an unarmed black man in Tulsa over the weekend. Yet enough. Is there a day that goes by? Have we come to that in America that every day we're going to expect to see some sort of information about a white policeman shooting a black man? Tell me a week. Has there been a week since the beginning of the year when we haven't focused on one of these incidents? Whether in the top 10 topics.
Is it the news media?
Yeah.
Looking for.
Looking for.
Because if I can only think of
handed it. This is they handed it on a silver platter.
Yeah.
The news media doesn't have to look for it. It's happening.
I'm wondering, has this always been happening?
Well, that's a good question.
The police are always
shooting engaged. White people? Black people? White people are
arresting
black
somebody,
people?
Having scuffles, conflicts, shootouts. It always happens. It's police.
So if that's the case, it's what?
It's police. They chase people that are breaking laws. And
but these people aren't. The fellow that got shot the other day, what law was he breaking last week? The one that...
he was running away.
He was running away.
Because he had charges.
So he gets shot in the back by the policeman?
No, that's not right.
That doesn't justify anything.
Okay. Right.
But he was doing something.
But he was
running
something.
Away.
There was a cause for him to get pulled over.
Mm-hmm. All right, you leave me speechless. 888-30.
You don't think that's true?
I didn't say that it wasn't true. The guy wasn't running away. We have all these incidents. Whether it's the news media, you know me, I am not a fan of the news media. I think the news media is self-serving, self-righteous, self-absorbed, and not very good at what it does. Having said all of that, I think the same for, unfortunately, most of the police forces in our country. Not the police themselves, but the management that allows these people who ought not to be police to get on the force. So that these incidents, there is a better way. There's always got to be, or not always, but more often than not, there has to be a better way of handling these situations than shooting the perpetrator. Unless the guy's got a gun and he's aiming it at you, then you need to shoot him. Other than that, more often than not, what I render out of this, or what I get out of this, is that and I use the East Haven police force in Connecticut as an example of this, not only because it's run by a fellow that went to school with me and is a friend. He ran the Framingham Police Department and ran successfully other police departments. But East Haven had exactly the problem that we're talking about here. Shootouts galore. East Haven is a very heavily black area. New Haven is a black area. All of those big cities in southern, well, not even in southern, all the big cities in Connecticut, whether it be Hartford, whether it be New Haven, whether it's what's the other, what am I looking for down the road?
Did you say Hartford?
Hartford.
I said Hartford and New Haven, but Yale is in, not in New Haven. Yeah, Yale is New Haven. There's another city that I'm thinking of.
Okay. Not,
okay, so for the point that I'm trying to make here, that these heavily charged cities, heavily charged because there is a racial overtone to many incidents that the police have to deal with. And East Haven, which is the one that I'm actually focused on anyway, it's not really a suburb of New Haven, it's a separate entity, and it's almost as large as New Haven, had unbelievable problems, like Ferguson. You remember when they were in the news, you can Google East Haven and the police there, go back 4 or 5 years, and the kinds of things that were going on there were pretty much the same as what we heard with regard to Ferguson. Only because a bigger city, there was more focus, they fired pretty much everybody in the police department, certainly the leadership and officers, and they brought in my friend And what he did was modernize the equipment, modernize the thinking, got the unions on his side, and fixed a deplorable situation. Any one of you can Google it and see how the thing is turned around. So now, where they were loaded with these kind of problems, now, do they still have problems? I'm betting they do, but they don't have, and I don't know this for a fact, but I know they don't have the problems in regard to race and with the press. And as a matter of fact, I think the last time I was thinking about this was a couple of weeks ago, when that town was focus of either a major television or newspaper article about how to fix police departments. So if it can be done there, it can be done everywhere if you want to have this kind of thing not be a problem in your community. I think that's pretty much what I'm saying, Richie. When you hear me talk about the police, it usually is disparaging because I think they create or allow to be created their own problems in many circumstances. Is it easy to deal with the kind of trash and corruption that there is out there? No.
I mean, think about it. Police don't show up at your house if you're a model citizen.
Don't go into the police department if you expect an easy ride. That's not what the job is about. It's like signing up. It's like Bo Bergdahl goes into the military and expects to have a pretty easy time of it. You don't. It's not what happens. You got to expect that you're going to get shot at.
You know who has the answer?
Who's that?
Oh, Laramie has the answer.
Will Stack.
Will Stack is?
You go to our video of the day.
Mm.
I saw this yesterday trending on Facebook all over the place.
Yeah.
Will Stack is about a 24, 25-year-old black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pulled over by the police.
Right.
And after he did, he pulled over and he made this short video.
Which is the audio. The video is there, yeah, but the audio you're going to play for us.
And it's all over the place. Yeah, here it is.
Usually I don't do these kind of videos, but I felt like this one was necessary. I was in Lexington maybe about 10 minutes ago taking care of some business, and I was pulling out of the courthouse, taking a left. And the lane was filled up with traffic, but the turning lane that was a few feet up ahead of me was free. So I made my left turn, and I proceeded to the median until I got to the turning lane. An officer pulls up behind me, throws on his lights. After understanding that he was there for me, I pulled off to the side, and he came up and he said, how you doing, yada yada yada. So the reason I pulled you over is for improper use of the median. He told me what I did, asked for my license and my registration. I gave that to him. He left for a while. Now I will say that while he was gone, and while he was with me, I made sure my hands were on the steering wheel. I made sure to speak very politely, as I always do. I did what he told me to do. I handed him the information, and I sat there and I waited, and I turned my music down. A few minutes later, the guy comes back, hands me my stuff, and he explains, you know, the median needs to be open for emergency vehicles, blah, 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 blah. I was in the wrong. I didn't realize it. I just did it out of habit. He gave me a warning, and I was about my way. Now, the point of this is to say that I am an African-American male. This gentleman was Caucasian. There were no problems. He did his job. I did what I was supposed to do. And that was it. You know, I feel like people need to understand that not all officers are crooked. Not all officers are racist, bad people. Mm-hmm. And not all people who get shot or tased or arrested by officers are innocent victims. You know, just because you're black doesn't mean you're a victim. Just because you're white doesn't mean you're a racist. Just because you're a cop doesn't mean you're a bad person. This world really needs to stop putting labels on people and things and see them as who they are. People doing jobs, doing things. Ignorance has no color. God doesn't see color. Wash away.
Man, give that guy
really
a
good.
Gold star.
Yeah,
I love that guy.
Yeah, good. All right, says it all. We don't have to say any more reactions if you want. That'd be a good place for you to use facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Please watch our video of the day at DougStephan.com. Let us know what you think. Now it's time for us to all tell you what we think about Super Beats.
Love it.
Super Beats. Richie loves it. Jennifer?
Love it.
Kenny?
Yep, what they said.
What are they going to say? They don't like him? No, they're not going to say that.
No, but I need energy all the time, and this is helping me.
Yes. We have turned this program around from a lazy-sounding bunch of stupid people.
Hey!
Now, because we're on Super Beast, we sound like we really are. We are awake, alive. We're poignant. We have personification. We've done it. We've got it all because we have gotten the benefit of three whole beets and one teaspoon of Super Beets. We put them in some, we put those grindings from the Super Beets into a glass, and there you go. You're going to have a better day because what happens, beet juice is rich in nitrates, which leads to nitric oxide helping your muscles use oxygen much more efficiently. Get the oxygen around to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs, to your heart, to everything. Gives you that pickup. Let's go. Let's start the day moving in the right direction. And the right direction for you right now is to dial 800-655-4183 to get the same pickup that Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I get by using Super Beats. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or try 800-655-4183. You are going to, within 20 minutes, you'll feel what we're talking about. I want you to feel it too. So call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free when you order a regular amount. The money-back guarantee goes forever. You'll get a book called Beat the Odds, which explains how this all works.
Get it.
Free shipping. Get it. Beat the Odds. Get it. Get it. Get it. 800-655-4183. Get it. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7788 at checkout. Code 7788.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
All right, 53 after the hour. Most people know by now that the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program is the best place for you to get any information you need about how to fix your house. Tom Kreidler is here. He hosts with Leslie Segretti this program. Tom is also going to open an office on marriage counseling. It'll be a part of the home improvement. Well, I mean, let's face it. No, wait a minute. Let's talk about this in a second, because I want to really get into what causes problems at home when
home
you're fixing. Of course it does. That's what I said.
You think I'm going to get his wife. This, huh? While we see 50 seconds, I'm going to get his wife on the other line.
All right. All right. Tommy the K in a moment here on Good Day.
Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current annals of epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think Greenwood Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
All right, let's get back to the action here, or get into the action. Tom Kreidler, Home Improvement Pro at the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, MoneyPit.com. You can call 888-666-3974 anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave a question, and they'll ignore you. 888-666-3974.
That's just you, Doug.
Okay, when I call, the phone gets hung up. You again? All right, so Tom has written a blog on spring lawn and garden care tips, which we have posted in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com. I'm here watching the fellas that take care of my lawn. They thatched it. I've never thatched my lawn in my life. This lawn is 35 years old around the farm, right. And everything that we do is let the cows loose on it, and they leave their deposits, and so there are, because it's not even, there are green spots here, or places where it's greener over here than it is over there. And because Charlotte couldn't move out too far in the last year of her life, there's a lot of that around too. So little bits of green here and there. What do we do to even that out? I don't know that you and I have ever talked or debated or discussed or argued about conventional commercial lawn spray thingamabobbers.
Lawn care?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you can afford it, having a pro come in and do just the right amount of chemical treatment for your lawn at just the right time is not a bad thing. Mm. Because I think a lot of folks will over-treat or under-treat, and that's where you get into
the stuff that they use.
Or over-treat. The stuff that they use is designed for use by professionals. And in fact, we're going to talk about this tonight on Fox Business. We're going to talk about pesticide safety
at
5 p.m. in the Willis Report. I'll be on.
5 p.m. Eastern Time or 5
p.m.
everywhere?
5 p.m. Eastern Time.
So Kreidler on Fox Business at 5 o'clock tonight. Okay, go ahead.
Now, in terms of this, where do you go pro or not, I think a lot of people that do this themselves will use the wrong type of materials, the wrong type of treatments, and they'll put too much of it on, and that's where you get into trouble. Did you see, was it yesterday, another bonehead move? Somebody tried to kill bed bugs in their car by dousing the interior with alcohol.
Oh, no. That sounds like my old roommate. He wanted to spray Lysol.
It gets better. And he decided to light up a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
No.
Did that blow up the car in the first minute?
It did not go well for the car or the guy in the car, but I'm pretty sure the bed bugs survived.
Yeah. Well, that's like what happens when you blow up a New York City apartment. The only thing that survives are the cockroaches.
Well, they say heat kills bed bugs, so never know.
All right. So anyway, there are a lot of spring and garden tips
Tom,
at MoneyPit.com.
But you can also use Dawn dish detergent, vinegar, and is it baking soda or something?
Well, there's a lot of natural remedies for pest issues, and yes, they do have measurable results. For example, if you want to keep ants out of your house, you could plant mint around the outside.
I never liked any of my ants. My uncles came visited, but I never liked any of my ants.
But there are a lot of natural ways that you can keep insects away like that. But I think the key is this. I don't necessarily feel it's a bad idea to use the pros, Doug, because you say, well, are you going to use harsh chemicals? But they're using exactly the right amount of the right type of product, and that's really a pretty safe way of controlling things.
Really? Get rid of the bad bugs.
A lot of them are environmentally friendly now because they know their customers want it to be.
Well, they're also designed to kill just the one specific insect. It's not broad-use pesticide.
There it is, the inside from Tom Kreidler here on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.